Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Jimmy Davies, and I would like to welcome you to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show on the Truth Network. And as always, we're glad you can join us tonight, and we're really excited about the lineup that we have to share with you this evening. One of the first things I always do, though, is introduce my co-host, Latasha Best-Gaddy. However, Latasha's under the weather today, so we hope she's at home resting and listening to the show tonight. But in her place, we're honored to have Carnella Renee Hill, who's joined us. Carnella, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Jimmy, thank you very much. This is definitely an opportunity, and I'm sorry that Ms. Gaddy is under the weather, and we're keeping her in prayer.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. But Carnella, one of the first things we always do is let the people know who you are and tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Yes, I'm an entrepreneur for over 17 years. I'm a design and motivational strategist. I'm an award-winning interior designer and stager. Had the opportunity to and was selected to do decorating at the White House in 2015. I'm a speaker. I'm a professor, just to name a few things.
Well, that's great. And what's the name of your company?
And the name of my company is CRPO Design Group, where we do interior design work.
And that's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, Raleigh, North Carolina. But we travel all across, so we're not limited to Raleigh.
Oh, great. Well, thanks again for filling in for Latasha tonight. And just to let people know that, again, my name is Jimmy Davies, and my company is Every.Black, and what we do is we use technology to help promote and support small businesses. We do that in a number of ways. One, we send out weekly email blasts to let people know what our members are doing. We put together a monthly directory where we list all the members, and that's downloadable from the websites. We're constantly, I mean, literally daily, promoting our members on social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, and just general networking and support. Anything our members need, we try to help them, especially when there's a need for technology services. But this show is about helping anyone that wants to start and manage their own business. And what we do that is we have weekly opportunities for the listening audience to learn about how to start and manage their business. And it doesn't matter if you're in the beginning stages of starting your business or if you've been at it for a while. we try to bring something that everyone will have something, will get something from.
Yes, and we also provide information about free resources to help you with your business. We'll have guest speakers from time to time, so you definitely want to listen in. We have a weekly discussion about the book we are reading, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough and Napoleon Hill. We also provide weekly goals posted on every.black. And we will be using the SBA website as a guideline, so you definitely want to stay connected with us. The SBA website, just if you have a quick pen and pencil with you, is www.sba.gov/starting-business/how-start-business. So check that out because you'll get great information.
Well, thank you. Yes, and what we always do. Also, we kind of do a quick review of what we did the previous week. And last week we had a couple of entrepreneurs on, and actually hosted their future shows. One was Demita White and Sam Griffin, and their show on satellite radio is going to be called The Young Entrepreneurs Kids Under Pressure. They're going to be working with the youth, and then Latasha and Ingrid Jones has come aboard, and their show is going to be about women-owned businesses. It's going to be called Gems. But tonight, we've got a full lineup. As you well know, the Every.Black channel will be opening up on satellite radio under the Truth Network beginning November 11th. We're going to have not only one show, but we're going to have seven shows, all focusing around entrepreneurship. And some tonight we're going to have some of those hosts on, such as Kim Vaughn and Carnella Hill, who's actually our co-host for tonight. And it's going to be under the show Keeping It Moving with Kim. We're going to have Tamisha Thomas of Too Much TV on social media and the digital revolution. Delisa Lee and her company is DJL Training. We're going to have Sean Ingram, and he is a successful entrepreneur and his author, and he's got an amazing story. And then on top of all of that, a host for our upcoming shows, we're going to have a special guest speaker, Antonio McBroom, who is a successful Ben & Jerry's franchise owner here in the Raleigh-Durham area. So like I said, we've got a full lineup tonight. So I'm really going to speed through this because we want to get to hear what everyone's show is going to be about. But before we do that, at this time, we're going to take a short break. And then when we come back, we'll start bringing on some of these folks that we have for you tonight.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the Sign Up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. 8045 or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
So welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show. At this time, Jimmy's got something special for you.
Absolutely. Like I said, we've got a big lineup for tonight. And just to review, too, I mentioned the GEMS, the show for the ladies, and then also the Young Entrepreneurs Under Pressure. One of the other shows, this show will continue the Every Black Entrepreneur Show, but my new co-host will be Ryan Ray, and he's got a wonderful financial fitness package that he promotes. Then we're also going to have Dorian Carter and Sherry Taylor. Their radio show is going to be called Urban Real Estate Radio, and it's an entrepreneur show about commercial real estate. And then we have a couple of guest speakers that's going to be regular guest speakers. One is Cheryl Merritt, who's going to be speaking on residential real estate from time to time. And then we have another guest speaker who's going to be on tonight. But before I actually introduce them, I also want to mention that we're actually giving away a 30-minute show. Again, we're giving away a 30-minute satellite radio show to anyone out there that has the best idea for a show. And the way you submit your proposal or your idea is go to every.black, www.every.black, and click on the link to actually submit your idea for a radio show. And we're going to select the best idea for a show. Now, with that said, I think we need to get started. And I'm going to start with Tamisha Thomas, introducing Tamisha Thomas of Too Much TV, Social Media, and the Digital Revolution, who's going to have her own radio show, satellite radio show, in a week or so. Tamisha, are you there? Tamisha? Well, we got a lot of big lineup. I thought we had her on the line. So
can you hear me?
We're going to go on. Okay, now we can.
Can you hear me?
We're getting ready to move on to the next person. We can hear you now.
Okay. So, how you doing, Mr. Davies?
Tamisha? Doing well. I tell you, we got to keep it moving because we got a lot of people, but please tell us about who you are, what you do, and about your upcoming show.
Well, my name is Tamisha Thomas, and I'm going to host a show called Too Much TV on Social Media and the Digital Revolution. I used to work in radio, started my career at V103 Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia. We were the number one station in the 13 market, and from there we moved to radio in Huntsville, Alabama, and we were the number 10 station in a 134 market. And we were a black-owned radio station, and it was there that I saw that radio and media was going to take a huge transition and move toward the computer, and have been working diligently over the past 17 years to be able to ride this digital wave so that we are prepared as a community to be a part of this transformation of wealth that is about to take place because of the devices that are saturating the marketplace. And that's what we will be discussing on our show, and how businesses and entrepreneurs can really begin to understand how to invest and leverage the power of marketing, something that we've never seen before, being able to track consumers from beginning to end and moving them through a sales funnel in such a way that you can move products and services through the Internet.
Wow, that sounds great. And you're right. I mean, now is the time for that with the technology. And so we really want to welcome you aboard, Every Dot Black Channel. Really looking forward to your shows that you've got coming up. So thank you, Tamisha.
Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. Delisa, are you there?
I'm here, Jimmy.
Hi, Delisa. Well, this is Delisa Lee, and I'm going to let you tell the people who you are, a little bit about yourself, and what your role is going to be.
Thanks, Jimmy. So as Jimmy said, I'm the program director of DJL Training. We're based here in Durham, North Carolina. We specialize in customized computer training, mostly corporate, but also for individuals, small businesses, nonprofits, and government, and so forth. So on our show, we're going to help you work smarter, not harder, using your computing devices, like your PC, your tablets, your smartphones. We're going to help you use mobile apps, desktop applications. We're going to introduce you to new cloud-based applications for your devices so that you can just increase your productivity and your efficiency so that you can just make things work a lot easier. And so I always say, and it's not my expression, automate or delegate. So whether you're an entrepreneur and you're wearing all the hats, or you have a small team, mid-sized team, and you're able to delegate to people, we're going to help you with apps to get things done. So either you're going to do it yourself and maybe you'll automate it, or you'll pass that task to somebody else and they'll help you get things done for your business. So we're focused primarily on businesses, but again, for solopreneurs, so we're going to appeal to individuals as well.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm telling you, I'm really excited. I mean, I think we've got a tremendous lineup of talented people that's going to be sharing their knowledge and information with the world, literally with the world. So thank you and welcome, Delisa.
Thank you,
next,
Jimmy.
Next, I would like to bring on Sean Ingram. Sean, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well, doing well. Now, Sean, I'm going to let you tell the people who you are and what you do, and also your book out that you've got out, actually one of several books, I understand, but please tell people who you are and what you do.
Well, I am Sean Ingram. I'm an author, motivational speaker, and I'm founder of the Sean Ingram Academy. Our academy has three components in a sense. Two of the major components is our in-school intervention programs dealing with our at-risk youth, keeping them out of the criminal system, and also our juvenile diversion program, helping give good kids who made bad decisions a second chance in life. The book that we actually teach in our mentoring programs that you're speaking of is my latest autobiography. I'm called From Poverty to Prison to Prosperity. And what our show is about with me and Mr. Wim Burton, actually, is teaching inmates how to become entrepreneurs and giving just advice, information, sharing the knowledge that we have of getting out there and getting it done, of you know, really strategizing your way to success. So that's what our show is about. So for all former inmates, ex-cons that want to tackle on the world of entrepreneurship, we're here just to share all the knowledge and information that we can, and also bring on guests that's going to help share the information. You know, there's a lot of loopholes in the system that we're not privy to or we're not aware of, or just a lot of information in general. So we want to give as much information as possible to help somebody in that transition from inmate to entrepreneur.
And I personally think that's extremely important because there's another gentleman in Raleigh by the name of Dennis Gaddy. And also, like Sean mentioned, William Burton is also going to be joining him on his show, but William's not called in tonight. But both of these men, all three, have been incarcerated but have come out and completely turned their lives around, and now they're really willing and ready to show others how they can do it too. So I take my hat off to you. And thank you again for being on the show. So I'm going to ask all of our hosts to stay on, because we're also going to bring on a man that has his own franchise, and so I want you to be able to interact with him as well. But before we do that, we got to bring on the glamour girl of comedy, Kim Vaughn. Kim, are you there?
I am. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well, doing well. Hi. And Kim's going to have her show on the Every Black Channel. Will you?
It's a blessing. Opportunities come, and you know, there's an old saying, when the lesson is to be taught, the teacher will arrive to the student. And so just crossing paths with Jimmy, it was one of those, I don't know what this is going to be, but I think I'm going to like it, type conversation. I love the concept. It is our time as a community, a nation, a world, and a people. The shows that I'm blessed to be amongst are just incredible. I'm sitting here going, dang, these people are smart and everything. Like, oh, Lord. But you always have to have one nut of the bunch. And so that be I. And my co-host is just as beautiful of a spirit that I would pray for. So I met Carnella, and Ms. Hill is creative and just sounds witty. So I was really, really blessed to be the Thelma and Louise of this wonderful station.
Yes, it is.
Our show is basically, we hear of the, you know, the foundations, the people, the changes, what every show is doing. My show, Keeping It Moving, is an acronym for KIM, so you'll never forget me. But we want to know the story of that journey, how you kept it moving from a thought to a vision to actually in the notebook to actually taking that jump into whatever you're doing. And so Carnella and I will have authors, we'll have artists, poetry, music, visual, designers, the gamut of what your mind can perceive that you can achieve. And so it will always be a warm, fuzzy spot. I'd like to tell you I have brain cells. I'm one of them people God watches over. You know, God watch over babies, old folks, and fools. So I'm covered
right.
over a couple of those things.
Well, I think it's going to be great. And actually, I think if you really think about it, KIM's show, along with KIM and Carnella's show, it's going to be inspirational to all of us, even though whether we're youth entrepreneurs or women entrepreneurs or returning citizens, that having that inspirational component is really gonna be vital and I think gonna really be a home run. So I'm just really excited about having actually all of you on. We've got a few minutes. Like I said, I kind of rushed through because I didn't want to leave anybody out. I want to make sure I had time. So I'm just gonna open up the floor for about 3 or 4 minutes. Does anyone have anything they want to say or comments or questions to each other or anything? Because we got another speaker that we'll want you to all be able to listen to if you can, and maybe you want to ask him questions about his particular business too. So anyway, it looks like I'm giving you an opportunity. Or anybody want to say anything, comments? Oh, I'm sorry. I think we have someone else on the line. Bishop Bates? I thought I saw a message where Bishop Bates was on.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, hello, Bishop Bates. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call in tonight and congratulate you and this dream team on bringing this vision and this dream to reality.
Well, we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for you. So we all appreciate you.
Yeah.
So, I've been in this business, I guess, since we've been 9 years old, and have interned and always visioned having this kind of station. And I think one of your wonderful people a few minutes ago talked about seeing the change in times. And I think we're there. Where that telephone and that tablet and that computer have revolutionized the game.
Yeah.
I think I said this not too long ago that quiet as it's kept, probably one of the last acts that Barack Obama accomplished was allowing us to be able to do some things in the media. From radio to television to film with the Jobs Bill Act, and it's been going ever since. But I'm so I was just listening to everybody tonight, and I can't tell you how already proud I am of everybody on this, and I really believe that all of us together, sticking together, I believe that we're better together, and we can accomplish some wonderful things around the globe. And I just wanted to call in and just say again, congratulations to everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, for the listening audience, if you don't know, that was Bishop Michael Bates, and he is the Truth Network. With him, he was kind enough to bring me on for an interview back in July, and before I know it, I've got my own show, and before I know it, we're bringing on seven or eight others. So we just, it all started with Bishop Bates, and we're just one channel of several others. You know, we're not the only channel that's going to be on the Truth Network 88.1.
There are 10 others, well, 9 including your station. We just finished up our Nigerian efforts, a few more, and we're together. We have a chance to not just reach people in America, but around the globe. I kid everybody, I said we've gone from boys in the hood to becoming global. Technology has revolutionized this game, and I don't really know. There are going to be pieces and pieces that are going to keep coming. And listen, I think there's enough on this line to just do some crazy things in this industry. Old Hollywood has gone. Talking to two of our main partners, Smokey Robinson today and Leon Isaac Kennedy, they're having major channels. So it's really going to be something else. Like I said, my daddy said this a long time ago, my excited is excited.
All right.
God bless everybody, and look forward to real soon connecting with everybody personally. And I've been in this business a long time, and I really want to thank God for Jimmy Davies. God knows his heart, his spirit, his love for people. I tell everybody right now, boy, be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. And I was praying for Jimmy Davies, and I got him.
Well, thank you. I was praying for you, too.
So God bless everybody. And I see y'all had that nut Kim Vaughn on tonight. That girl's funny as heck. But anyway, boy, I don't think there's ever going to be a down day on this network. The only thing we don't have on here right now is somebody sing old Negro spirituals, but everything else seems to be on here.
Bishop Bates, look, I might need to take singing lessons, because I've been wanting to sing for a while. They won't let me sing in church, so maybe this is my moment.
All right, Jimmy Davies, we're going to make Jimmy the new Barry Gordy.
There you go.
Again, Jim, thanks for allowing me to come on and share this moment with you. And again, God bless everybody.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
well, with that being said, why don't we get myself together here, and let's go to another break, and then we're going to bring on our guest speaker for tonight, Antonio L. McBroom.
Entrepreneur Show. and we are just excited about our guest speaker for tonight. Mr. Antonio L. McBroom is the franchise owner of Ben & Jerry's Catering and Special Events with locations throughout North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Mr. Antonio grew up in rural North Carolina and earned the Morehead Kane Scholarship to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, my alma mater, so I'm definitely excited to hear his story. And while attending college, he acquired his start with Ben & Jerry's in 2004 as a soup shop manager. Antonio worked very hard and held positions of increasing responsibility up until 2008, when Antonio and a few business partners seized the opportunity to purchase the Ben & Jerry's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. A few years later, they opened a seasonal location at the outlet in Mebane, North Carolina, another one of my favorite spots. Then in 2013, they purchased the Friendly Center Scoop Shop in Greensboro, North Carolina. In 2014, they continued to expand by adding two additional seasonal locations at outlet shopping centers in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Norfolk, Virginia. Through strategic partnerships, steadfast determination, and innovative marketing initiatives, they continue to grow operations within North Carolina and Georgia. In 2017, Antonio and his business partner purchased a soup shop in Melbourne, Florida, and acquired another soup shop in North Carolina, parts of Raleigh. Antonio has propelled the off-premise category to double-digit sales growth each year, and he currently holds the number one sales ranking for Ben & Jerry's system-wide globally. Now, that is awesome, just the work he's done. And, I mean, there is so much more that I'm not even going to keep going. I want him to tell you about his amazing talent.
Thank you so much for that fantastic introduction, y'all. I'm just happy to be here, blessed to be on the air with y'all tonight.
Well, thank you for being on, Mr. McBroom. Yeah, but one of the things we just wanted to ask you to do is just tell us your story. We've got, I don't know if you, how long you've been on, but we've got a lineup of other radio show hosts, and we'll probably be calling you back to be interviewed on some other radio shows too. But please tell us about your story and how to reach you and everything about yourself, and we're going to have some questions for you too.
Awesome. Well, as mentioned, I'm a proud Tar Heel born, Tar Heel bred, from here, North Carolina. My family means the world to me. We just actually wrapped up some fun Halloween trick-or-treating festivities. Got a lovely wife and two beautiful children, and that's definitely my priority. When I'm not spending time with them, I'm very committed to Ben & Jerry's and to entrepreneurship, and just really love what I do. I feel like I'm part of an amazing company with Ben & Jerry's, amazing team with the business partners mentioned. These are folks who, really cool story. My senior business partner, his name's Eric Taylor. He was a senior in high school when I was a freshman. I was his backup running back. And then we kind of took that mentoring role from high school, and it carried on through college. And now even in the business world, we've been doing business together now for 13 years since we started college. We did our first real estate deal together, and it's been carrying on that long. So just blessed to be part of some great partnerships.
And so what actually got started with Ben & Jerry's?
Now, that's a funny story. What happened is I've always been like an ice cream connoisseur, even as a little kid. I just loved ice cream. I grew up in a small rural town called Goshen, North Carolina. It's one of those no stoplight towns. And so we didn't even have Ben & Jerry's at our local convenience store. But when I got accepted to UNC, I was walking down Franklin Street that summer, just kind of doing a campus tour orientation, and seeing this cool ice cream store, Ben & Jerry's, and they had a now hiring sign out front. So I knew that, I needed to find a job in college. Even though I had a scholarship, I knew I still had responsibilities with my family and my grandmother, so I knew I was going to need a job to kick off. So I said, well, shoot, let's go in here and get some ice cream and apply for a job at the same time. So I got a Vanilla Heath Bar Crunch milkshake. It was the best thing I'd ever tasted. And I said, well, and part of the application, you know, they entice you with, you get free ice cream every shift that you work. So I saw it as a double entendre to get free ice cream and get paid a little bit. So I got the job, started there scooping, you know, scooper position just before my freshman year. Back then, minimum wage was $6.22 an hour. And so what allowed me to be very successful at that stage was that in college, as a math major, I was able to dial in all of my classes on Tuesday and Thursday. So I just had a heavy load those days, but was just completely off on the weekend. And so my managers took a real big liking to me because I was a person that they could call on to work those Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shifts consistently every weekend. Okay. You know, I really enjoyed those opportunities. For me, the weekend was a time where, you know, not only could I make some money, but I, you know, most people are out spending the most money during that time too. So I saw it as a real get ahead to just sign up for work on the weekend. It also helped me get promoted, helped me get noticed by my leadership, being a person that would do the stuff other folks didn't want to do. And so I've taken that outlook and held on to it throughout the years.
Wow. A couple things too to bring to mind. First of all, I want to say thank you to Latasha Bescatti. She has been telling me about you for quite a while, so we're glad we were able to get you on the show. We were trying to get you on earlier, but that didn't work out. The other thing I'm thinking, like, I love ice cream too, always have. But when you love ice cream so much, I mean, and you're working at an ice cream shop, is it a do you have issues with the weight? I mean, like, how would that be? You know,
let's just
free ice cream all the time.
I've got three different gym memberships, one for close to work, one for close to home, and one for everything in between. So I can't, you know, you have to use some control, but also it's important to just keep that active lifestyle, especially when you're around it like that. And the cool thing about it is, you know, folks ask me, you know, do you ever get tired of it as you get old? And, you know, with as many flavors as we got, and then you can, you know, you get tired of eating ice cream, you start making your milkshakes, and then you start making some sundaes. It just never gets old. So, only way I could balance it is with an active gym lifestyle.
That's Do you great. Ever get tired of ice cream, though?
I really don't. I could eat it every day.
Yeah,
wow.
You sound just like me. I do want to share with you, ask you a question, though. For those that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, when you first started out, can you share with the aspiring entrepreneurs, how long did you spend building your craft?
No, that's a great question. So I started in 2004 in that scooper role at that shop in Chapel Hill. In 2005, I was promoted to a shift leader, which kind of gave me some financial responsibility. I was the person responsible for, you know, the money at the end of the shift, for the product inventory at the end of the shift. And in that role, I was able to excel, and I was promoted to assistant manager for just that shop. And then an opening came where they needed an assistant manager to kind of do most of the triangle. And again, with my schedule in college and my willingness to do whatever it took, I was doing that for Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. And so this was just, you know, each one of these things I'm describing is 6 months to a year. And so I went about that process, and each time, you know, my responsibilities went up, you know, but my pay went up as well, and it gave me the opportunity to really learn the craft. And that's important to all young aspiring entrepreneurs, is don't cheat the process and really take the time to really learn the craft and master the craft. You know, when I think about a lot of my team members now, you know, I've got folks in college, majority of my workforce is in college. And so when I think about them now and they do some stuff that, you know, is just absolutely crazy to me, I have to look back like, hey, I was that person one time, and in that position, I wasn't the business leader that I am now. So we need to use this as a learning opportunity. And so it really in all, it was a 4-year process. And then when I started my senior year at UNC, that's whenever I got serious about what am I going to do after college and start looking at the franchise approval process for Ben & Jerry's. through just kind of asking the right questions is really what opened the opportunity up for me. When I reflect on it, you know, had I not engaged the topic with the current franchise owner or the previous franchise owner, you know, the opportunity may have never presented itself. But it just so happened that his lease was coming up for renewal. It just so happened that he was on the board with Ben and Jerry's at the time. It just so happened that he was looking to transition out of the North Carolina region and into the New York region. And so a lot of these things kind of revealed themselves. And then, you know, I learned about what it took from a franchise approval process, what they were looking for in terms of liquidity, in terms of net worth, in terms of experience. And what it all boils down to is there are some folks who need to make a decision on if they think I'll be able and an asset to this organization. And while I may, as a college senior, not have some of the key financial requirements all the way, you know, supplementing with the right partners helped us paint a better picture, but I overcompensated with my management and my industry-specific experience to where I was able to get the nod from the corporate folks, and then the rest has just been history in the making.
So you mentioned opportunity, listening, open, experience, and partners. Those are some of the key things that you paid attention to. And
absolutely,
we want to congratulate you on your recipient of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce Young Professional of the Year Award this year. That's an awesome award there.
Wow, thank you so much. I mean, that was a very humbling, very, very humbling award for me to receive. You know, I really see it as an award that, you know, not only myself but my family and my whole team won together, because without them, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at now. But just to be honored with that from the Chamber of Commerce, you know, starting, like I said, just as a college student in Chapel Hill, I think it says a lot of community. You know, there aren't when I think about a lot of the stuff that's happened with me, putting yourself in a position where you know, your skill set, your personality, what you're bringing to the table is a true asset. And I think, you know, the Chapel Hill community is a very just you know, kind of down to earth liberal community. You know, at the time, you know, I have very long, I used to wear my hair very, very long. I was very, you know, nothing wrong with long hair. I aspire to do that again one day, but I was very rough around the edges. And it took me a while to really button up my communication skills, my business savvy, a lot of things. And so the Chapel Hill community was one where, you know, a young man with cornrows in a tie-dye T-shirt could come in and do a business pitch and have open ears. And I'm just forever grateful to the Chapel Hill community for being that kind of foundation to get me started.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know I hear a number of themes where you did your research and you're doing something you love to do, and you're always learning. I wanted to ask you one other question, but and then we're going to open it up so that we have some other people on the line and they want to ask questions of you. But I was going to ask you, what's your future? If I understand right, you're opening up a new store, is that right? And just where do you see your franchise or your business going? And then after that, we're going to open it up to some other folks if they want to ask questions.
No, thanks for that. Thanks for that question. I mean, where we're at now is we're at a place where we're realizing our 10-year vision for this business, and we realized it just a couple years early, which is a great thing. So when we started in 2008, what we set out to do by 2018, you know, we accomplished it early on this year in 2017. And that was to be the Ben & Jerry's operators in the Triangle region of North Carolina and the Triad regions of North Carolina. We felt like having that type of geography to work with, just as much as I love North Carolina, I love the business direction of the state. You know, that's what we set out to do, and we've done it. Now, as we look forward, we've had this really, really cool opportunity with the Atlanta market come in, where we're also the operators of the Atlanta, Georgia market. And so our next 3 years are going to be heavily committed to relaunching the Ben & Jerry's brand in Atlanta with our first scoop shop there coming on March 1st of next year. I'm excited to say it's going to be in the Inman Park neighborhood location. It's just a fantastic entertainment district in Atlanta, old historic neighborhood that they really revitalized. It's just off the walking belt line of Atlanta, and just very excited about that opportunity. The last piece of the puzzle here in North Carolina, though, is the Durham opportunity that you were mentioning. That's something that Latasha, as my small business counselor, has really helped me a great deal with. The Durham story actually started with Chapel Hill. When I bought the Chapel Hill store, I was actually negotiating a deal to buy the previous store that was open in Durham and Chapel Hill at the same time, and it just kept eluding me. We could never get on the same page about that deal, and it kept resurfacing year after year after year after year. And finally what happened is the store closed under the other operators at January 1st of 2017, which opened the market up to me and my team. So we immediately began conversations with Ben & Jerry's about identifying, you know, what's the vision for Jerry's in the future in this cool Durham market. And we identified streets at South Point as a great intro and next location there. We've got some other locations in the pipeline for the future. But Streets of South Point is going to be opening on November 16th. Ben & Jerry's and Streets of South Point are going to be at the main entrance at the bottom level inside of the mall. And so got a very
cool Ben & Jerry's there.
I think we may have. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Sorry, did it cut out?
Okay, yeah, it was kind of breaking up. I don't know if it was me or you, but
I apologize about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Go ahead. So the Streets of South Point, for those listeners that don't know, South Point is a huge, probably the biggest mall shopping center area in the Raleigh-Durham area. And so November 16th, I wrote that down because I had to check out your store. I'll be there.
Awesome. I'd love to see you. We'll have a great time that day with all our cool flavors. We'll have some face paint and just entertainment, and it'll be a great celebration. Love to meet you there.
And ice cream. We're going to open up the lines. Did any of the other hosts have any questions for Mr. McBroom?
I have a question.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
State your name. State your name so I don't know.
This is Tamisha Thomas. I wanted to know what makes for a good location. What are some of the parameters you use to decide whether or not you're going to place a Ben & Jerry's in a location?
No, that's a great question. When it comes to Ben & Jerry's specifically, you know, we're looking for very high pedestrian areas that are going to have foot traffic in key leisure times of the day. So evenings and weekends, where there's just already a great deal of foot traffic. You know, our brand and our profile doesn't do very well when we've got to be a destination location. You know, that's just not what we specialize in, is being a place where folks get in their car and drive just for Ben & Jerry's. We really focus in on places like the streets at South Point, where, you know, folks just go because they're going to that place to hang out, to shop, to eat. And while they're there, they'll indulge in Ben & Jerry's. And Ben & Jerry's adds to the ambiance and atmosphere at these high pedestrian locations, but that's what we're after. You know, North Hills Mall in Raleigh is a prime example. Any place where, you know, we don't have a lot of it in the Triangle market, but we do see it in Atlanta somewhere, it's tourism, high tourism rates and high pedestrian rates are kind of key targets for us.
I had a question. Have you made up any new flavors yourself, or
experimented? You know, we've got a great team in Vermont that and a flavor guru is what we call them. That is just high level expertise when it comes to menu items and food and culinary. So they're properly trained in that stuff. Now I do have a cool opportunity as on executive committee of the Franchise Advisory Council. So the Franchise Advisory Council, FAC, is
a group of 8 elected individuals, 2 per region. So we get 2 here in the Southeast, and I'm one of them, that we go to Vermont every quarter and meet with the corporate folks on behalf of the franchise community and really kind of lobby and discuss the different things that are in the pipeline for the business and for the brand. And part of that is that we get to taste the flavors as they're in the idea phase and kind of give our nod of yay or nay and put in some feedback. You know, and this is another tangent on that. One cool thing regarding flavors is the empowerment flavor that we launched in 2016. We actually launched that flavor on North Carolina Central's campus here in North Carolina in partnership with Reverend William Barber and the NAACP. And that was a flavor that, you know, had a social justice component behind it. And I would like to say that, you know, I felt like I played a very significant role in that flavor launch and the development of that flavor. So that was something real cool.
It's great.
I have a question again. This is Tamisha Thomas. You just addressed a social issue. I work with the climate justice people, and they had a Ben & Jerry's I don't know if it was a social issues car, but this car was traveling the country going to social issues. Can you tell me how being present in that market has affected sales and why you guys do that?
Absolutely. I mean, for us, what you're referring to there was our climate justice tour. And we called it our Save Our Swirl tour. And we launched a flavor called Save Our Swirl, which was really good. We went around in our kind of ice cream truck of the future. We took a Tesla electric car and put freezers and stuff in it and made it like an ice cream truck of the future, just to show folks that there are innovative ways to address our energy use and consumption and address some of the challenges we have with our environment and climate for the future. And, you know, with us, we are a social justice company through and through. Ben & Jerry's lives social justice through everything that we do, and ice cream is our platform that we do that with. With that said, we've been able to do that and be that company because we saw early on that by doing good, it shows up in the P&L and in the balance sheet, just because, you know, our fans really expect us to have that voice and that role in the community. And so through this different stuff that we do in markets, we see nothing but great results.
That's great. Well, we have time for one more question from someone. Sean, did you have a question? Or does someone else have a?
Well, I did have a question, but I think he answered the question. I was wondering what it would take to be kind of like an unofficial taste tester for Ben & Jerry's. I think that would be a cool opportunity.
It would be a cool opportunity. And actually, I'm thinking, I want every dot black flavor. So I just wanted to do a completely black ice cream.
How about the German chocolate ice cream? There you go.
I will say, now, if you guys sign up to be a chunk splunker, that's our email listserv. You do get new flavor alerts before they actually drop, and that's a good way to just get the inside scoop on what we got coming.
Yeah, tell us how to reach other people, how to reach you and your website.
Yeah, it's on our website. You can go to www.benjerry.com/Chapel Hill. That's just one of our local websites. And at the bottom right, you'll see sign up for our monthly email chunk mail. It's called chunk mail. Sign up for our monthly chunk mail. And you just put in your name. It'll ask you for your birth date. And the only reason we're asking for that is because we want to send you free ice cream on your birthday and your half birthday. So 6 months before your birthday, you get an email for free ice cream as well.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Okay.
Any other last question? We're going to take a break. Well, let's take a break at this time, and then we'll come right back after the break and wrap up.
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
So welcome back to the Every Black Entrepreneur Show. And if you want to be on our mailing list, you can text us your name and email address to 919-265-8045, or you can email Jimmy at Jimmy@every.black. For questions, email Latasha at every.black or Jimmy at every.black.
Thank you, Carnella. And I hope you all enjoyed the show. I was just going to ask Antonio, Mr. McBroom, if you had any last things that you wanted to tell the audience, or any last comment.
Yeah, no, I just want to tell you guys thank you for having me on, and to the audience, thanks for engaging and taking the time to listen, not only to my story, but other business owners. I think through us sharing like this with one another, there's power in that collaboration. I just want to encourage us all to be open with each other, to share with each other, and let's continue to build business.
Well, absolutely, and we thank you. Your story is very inspirational, and so we just wish you continued luck. Thank you so much.
Anytime you guys need me, don't hesitate to give me a call. At the beginning of the call, I mentioned, you know, what really, really matters to me being my family. I've actually got my daughter Nia here, and she just want to tell you guys hi quickly as well.
Hi.
I think the train is starting young. She's a little 7-year-old, but she loves to do business with Daddy. She'll come and help me. We had a big Carolina Duke football game, and she came to it, and she was my spoon girl. She took the ice cream from me and spooned it for the folks, and she took the drinks. Anytime they order water or Sprite before they could finish saying it, she would have it right there waiting on them. So I think, you know, we've got to start our families young and teach entrepreneurship from a young age.
Oh, absolutely.
You have a little entrepreneur in the making.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a young lady out of Arkansas has her own lemonade company now. She's young, like 7 or 8 years old. I forget her name. And then I know Natasha's working with her children. So I think that's really important because when they grow up, you know, they're going to be entrepreneurs themselves. So I just want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. I want to thank Sean, Delisa, Kim Bond, the Glamour Girl of Comedy, and Tamisha, Carnella, and of course our guest speaker, Antonio McBroom, and get well, Latasha.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, guys, everybody have a great night. Thank y'all.
Okay,
all right.
Good night.
Come too far from where I start. never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel a hole,